I always wanted to be in the movies, but somehow I never saw me fitting into the film industry. Every community has been stereotyped.
Please explain.
Should I?
Yes.
I'll try and make it interesting. It takes time. You can't become an overnight success. When you list the names of great Parsis, I am in no way in the same league. But within my realm, within my league, I should contribute to the nation. You can have the acting technique, but if you haven't seen life, somebody made it. Some people may not make it, but eventually you've got to be happy.
That's most important.
That's most important.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome. My name is Anupam Kher. Welcome to my show where for the next half an hour, we will be talking all things India, Bharat with a very special guest. He's an esteemed colleague who started as a photographer and theatre actor only to become one of the biggest artists in the Indian film industry. Welcome, Boman Irani.
Boman Irani is one of Hindi cinema's most popular character actors with a career that has inspired many. He started out waiting tables, moved into photography, and eventually found his calling in theatre. After years on stage, he made his debut in films at the age of 41.
Thanks okay, let's talk Bharat. First of all, congratulations for the film that you directed, Mehta Boys. Brilliant, amazing, I loved it. Where did the idea of Mehta Boys come from?
The idea came to me 15 years ago as a one-liner from Sujoy Ghosh.
Okay.
He came, he was pitching films to me as an actor and I said, I like that one. He says, okay, let's do it. I said, no, I want to direct it. Mm. And he said, it's yours. And I don't know why it hit me. Mm. What I found appealing, if you found the film appealing, the very same reason you found the film appealing, that was the very same reason that I wanted to make it. Mm. Sometimes you don't have, it's not a clever idea. Mm. It's an idea about humanity. And for me, something touches me. Let's do it. Simple.
Also, the father-son relationship is very cinematically or otherwise also very fascinating. And how was your relationship with your father?
No relationship.
Because I think
he passed away before I was born. So for me, I had a mother who doubled up as a father and a mother. So for me, I don't know, maybe I never missed it, strangely. Mm. I never said, oh, I wish I had a father. Never felt that way. I was never made to feel that way. Let me put it that way. I think that's a better way to put it. Mm. Maybe there was a certain subconscious that wanted me to figure out what must that be like. Mm. But when I was young, I still don't miss it. I knew all about my father through my mother, about his movies mostly, and his choice of music and his sense of humor, and that he was a good man. What more do I need to know?
That's what is fascinating about Mehta Boys and your film, because I know your relationship with your children, with your sons. Mm. Not like that at all.
No.
You're one unit, both your sons and you. So it's primarily how you conceived the story and how you wrote it.
So let me be honest. So there is a scene in the film where I'm talking about my relationship with my son with his girlfriend and how we used to jump on the bed and tease mom and it was great fun and that relationship changes when they become teenagers and becomes even more different when they become young men because maybe they don't want to be with that equation and I kind of miss that equation is that maybe they don't want to talk about certain things with me. I might be missing that. Am I less of a father? No, but you may wonder why. I mean, why am I not part of that equation anymore? So that did come into play. Not that we have acrimony in the house. Ye to over discussions, over something here and there, chalte rehte, but nothing like the Mehta Boys. So for me, the dad that I was, I'm not the dad that I am when they were teenagers, when they are growing up and they find their mustache. So when young people find their mustache, somehow you feel they want to be men on their own and maybe they are keeping you at a certain distance. Maybe that's it. I don't know if you're getting what I'm...
Yeah, I understand. They basically unknowingly also want to be like their father.
Always.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I just said about my father.
Yeah.
Without knowing him, I wanted to like the movies he liked.
Mm.
I like want to like the music he liked. And I got to hear that only from my mother, kind of jokes, the kind of comedians that he liked.
Mm.
I think there is a kind of a thing about boys and their dads.
Yeah, and also I think your personal life is very inspirational. Recently, one of your videos went viral where you went to Taj Hotel and you made a video that this is the place you used to work as a waiter.
Mm.
And I think people love success stories. Tell us something about that. This will also give us a rough idea of your earlier days.
So, people look at it as a success story.
Mm.
Maybe not, but I'm getting so many reactions which are so unusual. One guy met me in a restaurant yesterday and said, "That's a lovely video." And he didn't mention success story.
Mm.
He said, "It's a great message for youngsters in this day and age who want to become famous overnight, who want to make it overnight." The message is, it takes time. You can't become an overnight success.
Mm.
It's a lifetime of hard work to become an overnight success. That's what he was trying to say.
Mm.
And I think that message also is very important. It resonates with a lot of people, especially parents and maybe even youngsters.
Mm.
The message is for the youngsters that, you know, life's full circles don't happen in instant.
Mm.
We got to understand that is very short-lived success.
Mm.
You got to be careful. So, yeah, somebody made it. Some people may not make it, but eventually you've got to be happy.
Mm.
And if you don't make it fast, there's no reason for you to be unhappy.
Mm.
That's my thinking, I don't know.
Parsi household has a certain way of living life.
Mm.
I have a lot of Parsi friends, including you. Did it have something to do with the way it shaped you as a person?
Of course. Being a Parsi, I think, you know, there are lots of luminaries, leading lights, contributors to this Bharat of ours, beautiful country, who have contributed and expected nothing in return.
That's most important.
Yeah. You don't need something in return.
Mm.
And when you list the names of great Parsis who have contributed to this nation, you feel suddenly responsible. Hey, that legacy, that thread should not be broken.
Mm.
I am in no way in the same league.
Mm.
But within my realm, within my league,
mm.
I should contribute to the nation some way or the other.
Mm.
And when you think of Field Marshal Sam Manekshaw or Soli Solabji or the Godrejes or Homi Bhabha, I mean, we can't stop Dr. Farooq Kudwadia.
Mm.
I mean, you name it.
JRD.
JRD, the Tatas, the Wadias. And you turn and say, where are all these people coming from? It's not a big community.
Mm.
We're just 70,000 left on the planet.
Mm. Mm.
Now, with all that contribution,
mm.
what am I doing? So, yeah, it does shape me. It does shape me.
And also, I think people like you have broken that stereotype of a Parsi guy in a film.
Mm.
You know, means everybody in initial films, everybody was a stereotype for people to immediately make them understand this is the character.
Mm.
So, you have come across as you've actually proven that you have a full-fledged actor. You will do a comedy, you will do a serious role. And do you meet people who were represented in films like the Parsis that we see?
Look, you know.
Typicality of that?
Can I say something? Every community has been stereotyped.
Mm.
Every community, be it a Sardar or a Bengali or a South Indian. I mean, every South Indian.
Or a Punjabi.
Or a Punjabi. Every South Indian says, "Aiyah, you."
You played Punjabi in Khosla.
That's what. So, but that was, I was coming to that. That was the turning point in my career as an actor. That A, I did not want to be stereotyped as a character that lived only in Bombay, Mumbai. He had to move to the rest of Bharat. He had to become someone that everybody identified with in some way or the other.
Mm.
Because if I stuck to my culture and let's call it the South Mumbai way of living, then those are the roles that would come to me. Mm. When Khosla Ghosla came to me, and Jaideep Sahni was very keen to that I'd with the writer of the film. Mm. Keen that I said, I'm the wrong person for the job. And in all fairness, even you may have felt I was the wrong person for the job. Mm. But when I decided to do it, I said, if I mess this one up, then I probably mess another 3 or 4 years of my career. Mm. Because people say, see, that's his Achilles heel. He's good for this. And we always knew that he would be good enough only for this.
Was it an advantage or a disadvantage to start your career at the age of 41?
Full advantage.
Please explain.
Should I?
Yes.
I think,
you know, the problem in this show is that I know you so well that I'm halfway thinking, am I asking and pretending to sort of be inquisitive? But
I'll try and make it interesting.
You are an interesting person.
So, what was the question?
The question was it an advantage or a disadvantage to start at the age of 40? When you said it
full
was
advantage. An advantage. You want me to say?
Yes.
Take two. I think if I had joined in the film industry, but you proved otherwise. Hmm. So, at a younger age, maybe I would not have been able to fit in for 2-3 reasons. Hmm. I would have not cut it in the hero or the hero's friend. Hmm. If I had to play the elder, I needed to have seen life a little more. Hmm. That's it. So, for me, the understanding of life is very important. Hmm. As probably more important than having the understanding of acting chops, acting technique. You can have the acting technique, but if you haven't seen life, especially when you're playing older people who've seen life, I think that kind of helped me a big way. Also, physically, I kind of fit into the kind of roles that made me known.
Also, my first film, Saransh, played an important role in your life.
Very much.
How?
So, I always wanted to be in the movies, but somehow I never saw me fitting into the film industry. I don't know where I would have fitted in. And then I was dating. What year is Saransh? 84. I wasn't married. A year before I got married, Zinobia and I mostly went on to movies, and we went to Metro. And outside Metro, every window had no photographs. They had reviews. Hmm. I'm saying there are no photographs. Kya hai? Hmm. And I'm trying to see who's acting in the movie. It's your first movie. Hmm. You must have done something.
I just did small bit roles. But this was the first
release. Yeah, the role. And I'm sitting and reading the reviews. And that was the first time I saw, instead of photographs, marquee photographs, are there. What do they call those window photographs? There's some special name.
Yeah, there's a particular name. I'm not getting it right now.
And I'm reading it, and Zinobia is saying, come on. I said, no, I want to read this. And I'm reading, so and so, screen, types of it. Full chunks of reviews are put in there. And I'm saying, you know what? I might fit into the film industry. Mm. I might fit into the film industry. Then, of course, we went in and saw the goddamn movie. Hmm. I'm saying, what is this movie? Who's the hero? And I'm saying, who's the heroine? Where is the love triangle? We just have an urn and an ashes. And it's depressing, I'll say that, but it is inspiring. Hmm. And I said, maybe when I become as old as that man on screen, didn't know he was 27 years old. Hmm. When I become as old as that man, maybe I'll join the film industry. It was when I joined the film industry, I kind of figured out that you were only 27 years old.
Yeah.
27, 28. How old?
28. 28 when I started shooting and 29 when the
film. So I said, maybe I think I'll get, and that's the kind of stuff I would like to do.
So do you think the landscape of cinema since 1984 to 2025 has changed, Indian cinema, especially in the Hindi cinema?
Yes, very much.
Okay.
And in many ways, no. Hmm. Know that there's a certain kind of cinema that continues, which is great, should make money. That's the only thing. That cinema should make money. Hmm. And there's a certain kind of cinema that people are probably taking a lot more risks with.
So do you think Hindi cinema is going through certain crises? because now there is nothing called regional cinema. The regional cinema has taken over.
It's all in one cesspool. No?
Yeah. So if something is ailing, which I think it is, ailing Indian cinema and Hindi cinema, what do you think is, maybe ailing is my lack of knowledge in English, but there is something problematic about cinema.
So actors should love to act now. So you must give them roles to act. You're right. The word ailing is correct. There is a problem. But let's talk about your life. Let's not talk about your cinema life. But in your life, has it been like this? Or has it been like this?
Of course. Of course. Life is like that.
Same thing with our film industry. It has to go down for it to come up again. And it is ailing. But I am idealistic about what the ailment is. There is a business model that may not be the perfect business model. But I feel that the writers of yesteryears were big players in the game. And I genuinely feel that we sometimes lean upon grandeur. We lean upon special effects. Because earlier we say we can't make these kind of films because we don't have the budgets for special effects. Now people can do those special effects probably almost as well. One guy went and won an Oscar that day for using a free app to make his animation film. And he won an Oscar. So we can't blame it on anything. I think storytelling starts with the writing. I don't think Alfred Hitchcock would be Alfred Hitchcock just because he knew how to place a camera and move a camera and scare you or become the master of suspense. The master of suspense has to be on the page. And I think the page can be stronger, much stronger. And it's my great belief. Billy Wilder is Billy Wilder because he wrote with I.L. Diamond all those great films. Steven Spielberg, one of our most illustrious and most successful commercial directors also. Just feel, anyone, his advice, you want to be a director, learn how to write first. Why would he say that? Why can't he go on the set and do his magic? You cannot direct a movie out of a telephone directory. Nobody knows what a telephone directory is today, just by the way. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You need the time and give the writers their due, pay them well. Don't make them feel that they are walking around with a script. Take the story idea, do a developmental fee, make them sit down, make them write it, make them assure that they have a job.
Both of us are comic actors, also known as comic actors.
Right.
How do you think humor can be used to address...
Just now, we are being totally serious. Uncomic, unfunny.
No, because through this show, I also get to learn so many things. It's always a pleasure listening to you. So how do you think humor can be used to address sensitive social issues?
I feel even marriage works better if two people have got a sense of humor. They can be, poles apart in every single way, every single belief, every single religious belief, political belief, cinematic belief, artistic belief. But as long as the two of them can laugh at themselves, and find the humor, it becomes a big weapon. It saves things. Social issues can be very well wrapped. You pass it on. People tend to accept it far better, I feel.
Great. That's a great, I think, explanation. You travel the whole world.
I love to.
You love to. What is it about Bharat? Because the show is called Let's Talk Bharat. What is it about Bharat that separates it from the rest of the world?
People.
People.
Yeah. I think there is a certain affinity for the people that we put our arms around and find a commonality, whatever that may be, whether it can be pride or whether it can be problem. Both. We're putting our arm around and we empathize with each other because we are probably facing the same things that we are proud of, the same things that we look forward to, the same things that we aspire, and in many ways the same things that we would like some change. There's a commonality. You might find a fantastic kind of people living in Norway. Beautiful. I don't find commonality with them. And that's the problem. They may be great people. But the thing is that once we are, it's eventually, what is it? It's a family. and our diversity is our family. Mm. And so I might go, I enjoy going to other countries. I love talking to people, finding out their cultures. Their food, certain countries, not so much. Mm. But can I be completely...
Please be.
...cheap and say, yeah, the food also wants me to come back?
Ah, of course. Of course. His wife, Zenobia, makes the best akuri, which is a kind of a scrambled egg dish. The best in the world.
In the world, in the world.
In the world.
Humbly said.
And I'm dying now of hunger.
What problem ho jata. So I don't know what it is. When I look at people around me, there is a certain, whatever it may be, it doesn't matter which strata of society you come from.
Mm.
There is a commonality.
Mm.
There is something when people smile, it's like, did you see this movie, for example?
Mm.
Any conversation with a person who you can just put your arm around and talk, you feel you're meeting a family member.
Mm.
And I think all of us, the more we feel this way, the more we are bound together.
Mm.
It's my belief. The closest, I think Italians are a lot like Indians, apparently.
Mm. Right.
They're noisy, like to eat, and they're long, big families.
I think we are larger than life.
We are larger.
Yeah, we are larger than life. You see, a lot of, sometimes I get not very, really, very happy when Western or European countries say that our cinema is song and dance. But that is how we do it. You know, I must share, sorry I'm diverting, but the Prime Minister Modi's favorite project now these days is Waves.
Achha.
World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit.
Right.
Which is going to take place sometimes in May.
Right.
In which he is doing something like Davos. Davos is an economic forum together.
Right.
And so, do you think the entertainment can, diplomacy can be interlinked to entertainment and it can work for a country?
People call it a soft power.
Mm.
I say it's a hard power, honestly.
Mm.
If that's what people recognize us by, people might criticize us for the way we do our song and dance. But there are lots of people around the world who love our cinema the way it is. They don't want it to change.
Yeah.
What's that if it's not power, if that's not attention?
Right.
So I think it's a great power to have, to possess.
What social issues are you most passionate about?
Oh, lots. I feel that in our country, no one should go to sleep hungry.
Mm.
It's a problem. We have to figure out the distribution, not of wealth, but the distribution of food.
Mm.
I think it would make a big difference to people, one. Two is diversity in sport.
Mm.
I think, again, it can be a lovely power,
a
soft power. What else? What was the original question? I got lost somewhere.
No, I was basically asking you that, even I forgot, so we will move on. So my last question to you, my friend, do you feel like Indian culture has gotten more exposure internationally in recent years? And if it has, then why is that?
Yes.
What has changed?
I have no idea, but it has, definitely. I have no answer.
That's a great answer.
I have no answer, but as long as it becomes international.
Do you sometimes like, sometimes international film people, when they make film about India, or they like to project poverty, the backwardness of India, that they still think that we are a country of snake charmers and elephants.
Mm.
What does it make you, does it disturb you?
Little bit.
It does.
however, if that is their perception, why did they get that perception? So we can't blame them. Mm. That's what they perceive us as. Why did that happen?
Mm.
About snake charmers and all, I think that is now done with.
Past. Huh.
Elephants. I'm primarily talking about a film, they say, like Slumdog Millionaire.
Mm. No, but when you see the choices of foreign films or something like that, they are films about misery of the country. Look at the film like life is beautiful.
Mm.
When that gets, it's about a person who is in the concentration camp with playing this game with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a little different kind of a thing. I personally feel there should be films about modern India. That's what my personal thought is.
I think there should be films of olden India also.
Mm.
And it's got nothing to do with elephants and snake charmers. Nothing.
Correct.
It's got to do with universities. It's got to do with whatever we taught the world.
Mm.
Why is the genesis of what we have contributed to this world ignored? And just the simplest way is doing the ayayo version of the snake charmer or the elephant.
Okay, my last question now, because I can carry on talking to you. What do you do to keep fit?
Be happy.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, because I've realized over the years, I try to keep fit, but all that is of no use if you are grumbling and unhappy. You can just fall down with a broken heart of unhappiness, no matter how fit and tandurust you are, because that's not true tandurusti. Tandurusti starts here in the head. Being a little more stoic, not looking at the world as if to say everybody's after you. What is the hell? What is this misery? What is it? Just enjoy your surroundings.
Wow, thank you, Vaman Irani, and thank you for watching. Join me again next week as we uncover new layers to the great Indian nation, and let's talk Bharat. Thank you, sir.
That was fantastic.